Two people have now been charged over a major landslide on the E6 motorway outside Stenungsund almost 3 years ago. They've been charged with gross public endangerment, gross negligence causing injury, as well as environmental offences, among other things. The two men, an entrepreneur and a landowner, are said to have left more excavated earth at the site in Sweden's west where the disaster started than what the ground there could take, which kicked off the September 2023 landslide that caused major damage to infrastructure. Meanwhile, three people were also injured when cars they were travelling in were drawn into the landslide. One of the men tells Swedish Radio's local P4 channel in Gothenburg that he's disappointed with the charges, but welcomes the case being tried in court. Both deny wrongdoing. The use of the forever chemical PFAS in pesticides within the Swedish agricultural sector rose by 12% last year, and since 2018, PFAS emissions from farming have doubled. That's according to analysis from the Swedish Society for Nature Conservation, based on figures from the Swedish Chemicals Agency. The society's warning for risks to nature, drinking water, and human health. In Skåne, in the south of Sweden, pregnant women are being asked to call up maternity wards before heading in after going into labour, due to a shortage of midwives during the summer holiday period. TV4 reports on a case where a woman had to give birth at home in a bedroom after getting bounced between different hospitals in Malmö and Lund. Region Skåne, which is responsible for healthcare, told TV4 all their maternity wards are currently impacted by seasonal staffing issues. And on Saturday, a plane leaving Linköping Airport heading to Amsterdam had to make an emergency landing shortly after takeoff, after a bird collided with one of its engines. A passenger on board tells Swedish Radio's local channel in Östergötland the jet engine got a bit dented and they could see blood spattered on it. The emergency landing in Gothenburg went off without a hitch and nobody was injured. And those were Monday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Michael Walsh. We'll be back with another news update on Tuesday.